Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Right now in Philadelphia, the jury is deciding on what they're going to do with this abortion doctor, Gosnell, who reportedly was delivering babies under the guise of abortion that were still alive, and he would kill them.
Right.
And of course, the law states that if a child is born alive, you have to provide life support. At that point, the child, in the law's point, is a patient. It's no longer whatever they call. And some are saying it's an isolated case, but CBN News is reporting that they went into a Washington, D.C. clinic and they were interviewing a doctor there. As a matter of fact, listen up to report of what's taking place, and it seems to be a common practice, but this is another clinic. This is not Philadelphia. This is Washington, D.C., an abortion clinic there. Listen up.
Good evening. I'm Mark Martin.
And I'm Wendy Griffith. A Philadelphia jury begins weighing murder charges today in the trial of abortionist Kermit Gosnell. Silence by the media and the White House has prompted congressional Republicans to action.
Meanwhile, a new undercover video by a pro-life group reveals that at one Washington, D.C. clinic, babies that survive an abortion are left to die. Dale Hurd has the story.
Prosecutors say Kermit Gosnell routinely cut live babies in the back of the neck to sever their spines. Pro-abortion groups have made Gosnell's alleged murder of live children look like an aberration in the abortion industry. But a new undercover video shows a Washington, D.C. abortion doctor telling a 24 weeks pregnant woman he will not give medical care to a baby born alive. This video, released by the pro-life group Live Action, shows a conversation between their investigator and Dr. Cesar Santangelo. Listen to what Dr. Santangelo tells the investigator he would do if the baby survived the procedure.
Technically, you know, legally, we would be obligated to help it, you know, to survive. But, you know, it probably wouldn't. It's all in how vigorously you do things to help a fetus survive at this point.
You have to understand what he's saying here, and this is undercover. They have a camera on him. You're going to be able to see this on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what's happening. But this is another abortion doctor in Washington, D.C., who's saying, listen, yeah, the law does say I'm supposed to help this child, but it all depends on how vigorously, you know, in other words, how much energy and effort I'm really going to put into it. And he's guaranteeing, you got to listen to what he continues to say. And you're going to be able to see this video. You can see the video yourself and watch him saying this. Now, this is the tip of the iceberg, which means this cruelty and this evil and this innocent bloodshed, as we all have been praying, dear God, end abortion, send revival, that it's all surfacing. Mm-hmm. It's all surfacing. Continue to listen. This undercover reporter in Washington, D.C. abortion clinic. Listen, and you hear what's talking is the abortion doctor.
Would not help it. We wouldn't intubate.
And fresh investigations of abortion clinics in the wake of the Gosnell trial have led to the closures by state officials of a clinic in Ohio and three clinics in Maryland. In Delaware, two nurses quit an abortion clinic, with one saying, I couldn't tell you how ridiculously unsafe it was. Troubled by the lack of media coverage in the Gosnell trial, 72 members of Congress have sent a letter to the three networks asking them to report it, and they blasted President Obama for his silence.
Mr. President, your silence on this issue is deafening.
The mainstream media has all but gone silent and failed to cover this horrific violence against women.
I think we all recognize if Dr. Gosnell used an AK-47 instead of a scalpel, the media coverage would rival a natural disaster.
This is so important. You know, what you're seeing is, this is our Congress standing up and saying, you know, you've been saying that you know, guns are killing people, but over 50 million children have been killed in abortion since 1973, since the pass of Roe versus Wade.
All right.
And now you're seeing this man truly, you know, cut the spinal cords of these children, these babies, and you're saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I remember when the president was talking back in 2009, I believe, about doctors cutting feet off. I mean, he was saying, listen, do we really want, you know, his comparison was, you know, can you treat a person for diabetes, you know, which they make less money, but if they go ahead and amputate the foot, the doctor will get paid more money. Do we want a system like that that rewards a doctor?
Wow.
Well, this doctor that he's not talking about is cutting off the baby's feet and putting them in jars. Mm. They had jars. It's reportedly that this doctor had the baby's feet, I don't know how many of them, in the jar, doing exactly what he was talking about that we didn't need to be able to happen. I mean, everything lines up with what he was saying, that this is one of those ones you're talking about, and you're saying nothing. Immediately you wanted to take our guns away from us when evilness took place with a gun. But now, are we going to take scalpels away from doctors? Are we going to understand it's the doctor that's doing that? And these abortion doctors are murdering children.
Mm-hmm.
They're murdering children. And now we're grappling with all this time we said it wasn't, but now it's obvious.
Mm.
It's obvious. And listen, we're going to continue this segment as the president begins to talk about what's taking place.
President Obama, a vocal supporter of Planned Parenthood, has said he can't comment on the Gosnell case while it's still underway. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Joining us now is Lila Rose of the group Live Action. Lila, the latest video shows an abortion doctor flouting the law and saying he won't help a baby survive, a baby born alive survive. How common is this practice?
Well, we know from the stories that have emerged from the abortion industry and from the studies done from the UK, for example, the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, that as many as 1 in 10 children after a 23-week abortion survive the abortion attempt. So the big question is, what does the abortion industry, these abortionists who are being paid up to $10,000 each, what do they do with the survivors of these abortions? And our investigation indicates that there's this corporate knowledge in the abortion industry that they take victims of abortion and they leave them to die, or they put them in jars of toxic solution, these little babies. I mean, in the Bronx Clinic, we released the workers saying that they put the baby, if it's still moving, after 24 weeks, you know, fully formed baby, in a jar of toxic solution so that it'll suffocate to death. I mean, this is just, it'll drown. This is just the tip of the iceberg for what's happening in this industry and what we're beginning to release to the public.
Well, we're also hearing not only from the Gosnell trial, but in other states of the terrible sanitary conditions and practices of these clinics. Why aren't states regulating them better?
I think the bigger question is, why are we allowing these abortions in the first place? Even if the clinic is sanitary or if it's a house of horrors like Gosnell's, they're still killing these children, ripping them limb from limb, inserting poison into their hearts, their little beating hearts, to make them stop, you know, tearing them out of their mother's uterus, you know, drowning them in jars of toxic solution. This is the face of abortion in America. And we need to say all of this should not be legal, and it should not be something that we allow in our own communities. This is not medicine. This is not choice. This is murder.
What explains the lack of action by the media and Congress to act to regulate this industry?
Part of this is because there are these deeply entrenched abortion interests and this fear that we're going to somehow push back women's rights if we do away with abortion. The reality is women are served better without abortion. Abortion is not empowering for women. It's hurtful to women psychologically, physically, and emotionally. And for us to be living in a society where the so-called feminists say that abortion is somehow going to help us achieve our careers and success, that's an outright lie. Abortion only hurts women. It doesn't help them. And it's time for people to understand what abortion really does to a child, so they can see that this is an injustice and something that we should not be tolerating in our society.
All right, Lila Rose of the group Live Action, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
When you think about the Constitution of the United States, and we've been talking about it, that this horrific tragedy is taking place to our children, I mean, the preamble to the Constitution says that we're supposed to be standing up for these children. And of course, God says we're supposed to be standing up. It's a violation of his children's constitutional right. You know, the preamble, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our children, our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That's why you hear the argument in the courts about when does life begin? Because if they rule that life begins in the womb, life begins at the time of conception, then we have a constitutional responsibility in America to protect that life.
That's right.
And now they're grappling with the reality is that it's life. Everybody knows it. Now they know it's murder. Now you've been violating these children's constitutional right. And it's like God's just uncovering this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an evil, evil practice. And they don't have a voice. These babies don't have a voice. And we have to be their voice. We have to be the voice of the children. I mean, you think about it. Even when they're born, they don't have the voice yet. We have to stand up for them and be the voice. In this innocent bloodshed, God will hold us and is holding us accountable for it. Even Josiah, God told him, he said, listen, because of all the innocent bloodshed your predecessor had on this land, that this disaster is coming to Israel. But because you did right, I'm basically going to hold things off. And innocent blood, I mean, think about it, even Abel's blood cries out today from the soil. Every human being that was killed and they were innocent and killed, God brings justice for that blood. And first I want to say, too, that God forgives us if we did commit the sin mm-hmm. of murder. He forgives all sins. We just got to call it what it is.
Right.
And ask God to forgive us. He'll forgive us and he'll restore us. And then begin to tell others and be the voice for the children to let them know this thing has to stop. And it looks like God is uncovering it. This is another doctor we just heard, CBN News reporting, in Washington, D.C. And you can see this video and watch his mouth moving as he's saying, don't worry about it because we won't vigorously try to fulfill his responsibility anyway, the child's responsibility. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.